The terms, comments, and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants.
Listen to me.
Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. We did. Man, last night some band named Las Vegas played at the Note, and we came back and had a mediocre party here at the house. And somehow some creeps got in, and they're basically just walking around the kitchen.
Walking around, babes, looking for shit to steal.
Walking around, babes, looking for shit to... Dude, isn't that weird how, like, random people just show up, and, you know, they're brought here through, like, friends of friends. Like, somebody who you're friends with will invite their friend, and then their friend will invite people that, like, no one knows. And you just have these lurkers just looking around, credit card here on the table? Bam, must have a million of these. I'm sure you wouldn't mind one missing. A couple $100.
Yeah, like, seriously, like, somebody that I know will bring their friend, and then they'll bring a buddy who's a total creep, and he just walks
around, bam, looking for shit to steal.
Walking around, bam, looking for shit to steal. Dude, so much stuff goes missing. And you know what, dude? Honestly, it just hit me today. So many people think that, like, you might not be as responsible as you should be because you go through so many cell phones and stuff. That's, like, the number one hit at your house. Like, let's see what Bam takes pictures of in his spare time. Maybe some pictures of Missy and the gang. Yeah, it's going in my pocket. Like, so much shit goes missing out of this house. It makes me sick. There's so many leeches and parasites and sick people.
Actually had some girl come over here and steal my ketchup. Like, she was, like, she just wanted a souvenir.
Your ketchup.
Actually, like, half a bottle of ketchup.
Actually, I have a confession to make.
That would suck to have.
When we, one night we spent over Carson Daly's place, and D. Camillo was with us, and he had to have something from Carson Daly's house.
So what'd he take?
He took out some hair product, like L.A. Looks or something like that, like hair gel, because he wanted to bring it to a friend who's a big Carson Daly fan.
Here's Carson Daly's L.A. Looks gel.
G got, babe, here's some of
it. And then G got cremated, shitbag wasted, and then he took a Levitra and he started walking around with a hard-on.
Did you? Did you really?
It was hard to sleep last night.
Literally. Double entendre. So
who winds up just taking Levitra and then walking around with a hard on?
I thought it was an aspirin.
What?
I had a headache. I wanted to take an aspirin. I was, like, hungover.
Then I wake up, and the first thing that happens as soon as I wake up is my cat with a fucking squirrel in his mouth, like, waking me up. A dead squirrel. Yeah. Not, like, it's usually like a mouse. No, a fucking squirrel.
It's a gift.
And the head was off. The head was off.
See, she loves you so much, she dissected it for you ahead of time so you could have some soup.
Took it outside, and I was just sitting there watching it, like, rip the breastplate open, whatever.
Were you,
like,
still hard?
The breast.
Whatever you call that thing. Just ripping guts out and just licking it, chewing it. Cuddling with it, I'm like, oh,
really?
Man, yeah.
Just in cat ecstasy over the squirrel's entrails.
Yeah. It's like it had the catnip inside of it or something.
Like, catnip, man. I need something harder now.
Isn't nature interesting?
Yeah, I just sat there and watched it.
Yeah, what's going on? I don't know, my cat's eating a fucking squirrel right now.
Then you try to feed it bacon.
And it wouldn't even eat bacon.
It. Yeah. Yo, isn't that weird?
Like, my cat eats spaghetti.
Yeah, dude.
But I want to eat a piece of bacon?
My cat ate a taco salad, not even with meat, with beans, right? And then I gave it a raw egg mixed with milk. It didn't want it. It would rather have the taco salad with the lettuce and salsa.
My cat likes Nabisco crackers. Free, I feed him crackers.
Free plug for Nabisco right there. I don't know if that's good or bad. Tastes like unbelievable.
Speaking of plugs.
Well, hey, speaking of plugs, I have a very important announcement to make, everybody. Uh-oh. Monster Energy Drink, in association with Mixer's Bar, presents Bam Margera's Ming Hags Dream Cellar Tour, League Number 2.
All right.
That's right. Yeah. Everybody's going to be coming your way April 8th to the 12th.
Walking around Bams, looking for shit to steal.
Walking around Bams, looking for shit to steal. April 8th to 12th, meet Bam Margera, Brandon Novak, Ryan G., Louis of the Moxie, Jacasso, Joe Chiodo, and yours truly, Faggot Franzi Boy. We're going to be up in Maine at Mixer's Bar and Power Sports in Lewiston. We're going to be in Rhode Island, the Boathouse. Bunch of special stops. We're going to be hanging with these motorcycle stunt team dudes. I'm really not sure. Keep your eye on BamMargera.com. Bam Margera's MySpace. Dream Seller MySpace.
Just go online
Ming
and look
Hags
it up.
MySpace. Yeah, go online. Check it out. MingHanks.com.
Twitter. He's got a Twitter account.
Does he have Twitter?
Now, yeah. If Margera wants to make a movie called Ming Hanks, then he'll go ahead and make his movie called Ming Hanks.
Did you ever
that's what my lawyer. That's what my lawyer said at a meeting. He didn't even know the name of it.
If Margera wants to make a movie called Ming Hanks,
make a movie called Ming Hanks.
It's okay for your lawyer not to know the name Ming Hags, but the fact that he doesn't know how to pronounce your name and you're paying him $200 an hour is entirely unacceptable.
I love him, though, just for the fact that whenever we have like a meeting, he wants to be like, you know, hip and in the notes, so he'll like cuss for no reason sometimes. Like,
so this motherfucker comes up, right. This piece of shit motherfucker,
just so he's on the same level as me. What he thinks,
rather than express that the plaintiff has a point of litigation, they say, now this stupid motherfucker, right? He comes up and he has some bullshit, so I take the bullshit and I talk against the bullshit. On behalf of Bam Margera. It's like, whoa. Okay.
Franz.
I love him. He's awesome.
Didn't you have some girl knocking on your door? Running away, calling the police on you? You want to tell me about that?
Hey, how you doing?
No.
Tell me what happened.
I don't really want to talk about this.
Listeners need to know. What happened?
Come on, it was a traumatic experience. Let me just put it that way.
Were you dating her?
Well, I may have made accidental love to her once.
Accidental love. I like that.
Yeah, that's the name of your new album.
Oh, man, I made fucking accidental love last night with some stripper. Fuck.
Okay, here's the thing. She lives out of town. So I was, you know how hard I work all the time. I'm always in front of the computer. I'm always doing stuff in the house.
Quit bragging.
And I was there in the mode, okay? I'm an artist, okay? Artists work on peaks and valleys in their moods, okay? That's what they do. When they are in the mode, they are in the mode. So I'm there, and I get a text. Beep, 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 beep. Hi, here I am. I'm outside. Surprise.
Surprise.
Come get the door. I'm like, no.
You should never go over somebody's house who you're not even dating and just say surprise. Like, it's if you don't call, then don't come over.
How about no? Not surprise. I am working. I don't have a 9-to-5 job. This is what I do.
Didn't she literally ring the doorbell for like 2 hours?
No.
Two fucking hours.
No.
Let's tell the
story in order here. Joe. Okay. Beep, 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 beep. 5 minutes later. Beep, beep, beep. Joe, I see your lights are on. You must be home. Why don't you get the door? Knock, 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 knock. Beep, 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 beep. Joe, I see your truck out here. You're definitely here. Why aren't you answering? So slowly, the intonation are changing. It's getting angrier and
she's
angrier.
Angry and she'd be like, what the fuck? Are you up there fucking somebody else or something? Do you have a new girlfriend up there? Like, I'm sorry about that last comment. I didn't mean that. What the fuck? Why didn't you answer me? Like, each one.
Yeah.
It's like angry and then, I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean to freak out like that. But what the fuck? Why didn't you answer me?
So then she tries. An hour and 45 minutes goes by. She's knocking. She's ringing the doorbell. She's emailing me, texting me, calling me, right? And then it's like, fuck you, Joe. Fuck you. Exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. I'm leaving and never coming back. I'm like, good. That's what I wanted you to do. Right? 3 minutes later, beep, 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 beep. I'm turning this car around and ringing your doorbell until you answer. So I take my fucking screwdriver.
Dude, that's the worst, when you threaten to leave and then you don't do it. Like, all right, I'm fucking out of here. And then all of a sudden you're like, all right, well, I need to know what's going on. Like, it's so humiliating.
So I, I, I disconnect the doorbell. By the way, I reconnected it later. It's now broken. Okay, so now I gotta fix that. Okay, so now she's coming. She's pounding on the door. She starts knocking up my neighbor's house. Have you seen Joe? Have you seen Joe? And now my neighbors are worried. Then the text is changing tone. She tries a different technique. Joe, are you okay in there? I think you may have hit your head on something. Slipped in the bathtub, maybe. Okay, an hour later.
What the fuck? Where are you?
The ambulance comes.
Piece of shit.
The ambulance comes. Paramedics are knocking at my door. Okay, then she calls the police and reports me missing. She reports me missing. My mother called and thought I was murdered. Mommy!
That's horrible.
Right? And so by the end of it, she finally fucking leaves.
All over accidental love
ruined.
With some bimbo.
Yeah, accidental love ruined my whole 6-hour period where I could have been at the height of my creative powers. Right? And then, a week later, I get a fucking ambulance bill for $700.
Fucking hell.
That's how much it costs to go missing?
To go missing.
So there you have it. That was, See, ladies
Dude,
and gentlemen.
It sucks getting drunk and then winding up humping some floozy, and the next thing you know, they're pounding down your door with their bags trying to move in, like how shit first happened.
There is a lesson to be learned from this.
He had a one-night stand. Then we went to Florida for 10 days, and we came back, and when we dropped him off to his house, she was sitting there with her kids.
Oh, Matt Coles?
Yeah. She was from a trailer park, and she's like, "Where have you been?" He's like, "What are you talking about? Like, I did sleep with you for one night, but what the fuck?" Like, she was really planning on moving in.
Wait, so Matt Cole slept with some chick with a one-night stand. She shows up with the kids the next day demanding where you
at. This was a long, long time ago. But and she had all of her kids with her. She's like,
which is traumatic for the kids,
right?
Why would you do that to the kids? Number one, like, I could see that you want a father for them, but like, why does fucking you obligate me to take care of your kids for the rest of my life? It couldn't have been that good. You got to take care of some chick's bastard children for the rest of your fucking life because you fucked her one time
because you got loaded on a random Monday and then winded up humping some floozy.
No, how did the kids react? Were they like crying or they?
Daddy, no!
I just can't believe that, like, 10 days went by and she was still out. Like, she was, she just happened to be there when we pulled up. Like, I don't know if she was there for those 10 days waiting for him or if she just happened to be there at the right time. But, like, when we came back from Florida, it was Halloween. We went on some trip and we were like, "Matt, who the fuck is that?" He's like, oh, God. Some girl at some dive bar. I don't know.
Dude, there was some girl who was stalking me. All my friends pointed out at the Ming Hags dream. At the Ming Hags premiere in Philadelphia. Yeah. Right? So there was like this chick and like she like had the hots for me. And I'm like, I just wanted to relax and have fun. I didn't feel like. So I remember walking out on the porch. Right, there's like a porch area, like a VIP porch area. Next thing, she's out there, like next to me, standing shoulder to shoulder with me. I'm like, "Hold on a second, I'm gonna get a drink. I'll be right back." I walk back in, she's behind me. I turn around, I go into the men's bathroom, and then I run back out of the bathroom, back out on the porch. She finds me again, and so she's standing shoulder to shoulder with me. I'm like, "I gotta go somewhere where she can't get to." So, and everyone's like, "Who is this chick who's stalking you?" Just like even like the people like Louie and the Moxie was like, "This chick just." Comes up to you and just stands next to you. So I ran into the green room where the strippers were changing, the strip for paying girls, and I end up in there, and she's in there. I'm like, "You're not allowed in here. It's the strippers' dressing room." And then she tried to follow me. I'm like, my buddy Bill had the Bentley. I ran out to the Bentley, hit behind the Bentley. I'm like, "Dude, get me out of here." And like, you know, he used to play pro football, dude. His fists are like as big as my head. He's like, "So I'm gonna kick." I'll take care of it. Who's giving you a problem? I'm like, "Oh, it's her right there, dude. You gotta sneak me into this thing." And then she grabs Joe Chiota. She goes, "Where did Joe Franz go? Where did Joe Franz go?" Dude.
Was she a minger?
Where do I find these chicks?
Was she hot?
Yeah, where do you find these chicks?
I don't know
what's
going
on. Where do you go?
He's going troll hunting. What are you doing?
Where do you go out when you go out?
That bar where they thought you shit in?
They didn't think you shit in it. You shit in it. And he made a mess.
Going back in my mind, I don't know where. I don't know what I do.
You know about that?
What do I do?
Painting the walls brown?
He painted the town brown.
At 1601 bar. I'm going to say it. That bar was called 1601. I accidentally shit the whole place up one time on a drunken bender.
And that one chick said something.
Everybody,
to you, like,
dude, yeah. Everybody just knew I was the one who shit it up, but dude, I shit everywhere but the toilet, because I don't sit down, man. I'm a germaphobe, so I kind of like bent over.
You hover,
and the next thing,
he's a hover.
It was just everywhere, and trying to clean it up, it just created a big smear. Oh god, dude. Oh god. Can we talk about something else other than my dating? And
I know
bathroom?
We can talk about. Walking around bands, looking for shit to steal.
Walking around bands, looking for shit to steal. How many of your credit cards have gone missing over the years?
Oh, man. Well, they're not really missing. I just leave them places, but...
Are you sure you leave them places? I think people steal... See, I don't think you're as irresponsible as you think you are.
Suppose I go to Kildare's and then I get a bunch of drinks and then it's all crowded, I don't want to deal with, like... waiting to get the check and shit, so I'll just leave, what? And then I'll come back the next day. And they're like, yeah, you left your credit card. I'm gonna keep that son of a bitch rolling. Because we're back.
We're back.
Fair enough. So, Brandon Novak, everybody, I think Novak fans should know. Novak had a death in his family. His father.
Wait a minute.
His father passed away.
Wait, don't talk about it, because I have to tell you the way that I got this text message.
Okay.
I get a text in New York. Chad's painting the town brown, and I'm in the hotel, just sitting there. I'm eating a bag of chips, or whatever. And I get a text, and it says, "Well, he finally kicked the bucket."
Wait, you get a text from whom?
From Mandy.
From Mandy. Brandon Novak's girlfriend.
So if you type
phone.
"he," I think it's Novak.
Right.
So I'm like, "What do you mean by kick the bucket?" And then she's like, "He's dead." And dude, I just like.
He could apply to just about anyone. You're Mandy, so you're talking about probably your boyfriend, Brandon.
Yeah, and I told Chad, I was like, Chad,
I'm on the toilet.
Novak's dead.
And you're in the...
in this hotel we just checked in New York, and he goes, Chad.
Oh, dude, it was the weirdest
Novak's
feeling.
Dead. I'm like, what? He goes, yo, Novak's dead. Mandy just texted me. I'm like...
And it's
you want to get out of here,
dude.
And,
picture how like think about it. Well, he has been in the emergency room nine times in the past fucking year, so it makes total sense to me, you know. But
did you start crying?
It happened so quick.
It happened so quick, and then I just grabbed. I called Mandy, and then oh man, I was never so happy to hear it.
What up, buddy?
I'm like, what the fuck? And he's like,
yeah. So he finally kicked the bucket. I'm like, who? He's like, my dad. I'm like, how? How am I supposed to know? He's like, remember I told you like 4 to 5 days ago? I'm like, well, that was 4 to 5 days ago.
He said he was in the hospital, and he's like, yeah, my dad's in the hospital. Yeah. Well, 5 days later, you're right, he kicked the bucket. Who? From Mandy's phone. So I totally think it's Novak.
Oh, my God.
God.
Oh, now, Chad, this is a very important question.
Me and Chad felt all weird the whole night. We couldn't even, we were trying to have fun, and we're like, but.
Had to get wasted.
Yeah. But everything was fine, though. But we were like
Chad, here's the important question. Did you wipe before you found out he wasn't dead?
Did I wipe?
Yeah, like, as soon as you hear, like, somebody's dead, like, you have to stop all tasks that you're doing. Like, even
I stopped
if you're in
mid-shit. I was mid-shit, and I haven't shit for 5 days since, dude. Thanks, Novak. I'm fucking...
Mid-jerk-off.
He's constipated for a week now.
Definitely.
What if you got the info when you were jerking off? Would you keep the hard on, or would you finish, or would you just let it die down?
Because that is a very vulnerable moment, man. You know, you're sitting there saying, well, you know what? Well, you know, Wallacavage, when he got married, he proposed to his wife while she was on the toilet.
On the toilet?
Did you know that? He's like, Catherine, will you marry me?
That's
wedding
weird.
Ring in hand. Oh, she's God. Shitting
How
on
romantic.
The...
I have a foot of turd hanging out of my ass.
I think he was, and I think, and you know, taking the psychoanalytical approach, I think that he was embarrassed to ask her, so he waited for a very vulnerable moment, which is while she was in mid-shat.
What if
now
you got...
What a class act.
What if you got a text that somebody was dead when you were walking around, bam, was looking for shit to steal? Would you still try to steal it, or would you be all bent out of shape?
I think your game might be off. I think you might get caught.
God.
What about if you're trying to do like a front side flip down 9 stairs?
No.
What?
Would you keep going for it?
Hell no.
Stick it.
No.
What about humping?
Gee, why
mid-pump.
Well,
why would you be checking your phone in mid-pump?
Yeah, unless you're Paris Hilton.
You could be.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, you could be taking pictures of it.
Oh, yeah, but yeah, Paris Hilton. Dude, oh,
she's,
my
like,
God.
Getting eaten down, then all of a sudden, like, hang on, I got a text. Like, dude, we're in the middle of something.
No, dude.
Asshole.
The best part.
I had that happen to me.
How rude.
No, dude, that was the best part of the whole video, because the dude in the background was like, dude, what the fuck? You're going to answer the phone while we're fucking? And he's jerking himself off, trying to keep his dick hard. Like, he's trying to keep his boner going while she's on the phone.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's in the background like, what the fuck?
That, to me, is the best part about the whole video, is watching the dude try and keep a boner.
She's, like, talking on the phone. It's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, oh, nothing. I'm just getting fucked right now.
Man.
What kind of life is that?
Babe, what the fuck?
Chad, is what I'm thinking is totally plasmatics.
Okay.
Oh.
Is Novak okay? Or is he... No, he doesn't care, right? He doesn't
care. Always yeah. Okay.
He's not... I mean, dude...
Did he say his dad had a blood clot or something?
He's dead!
Yeah, I know.
You don't have a blood clot no more, yeah. Pal.
His whole body's a blood clot.
Was that what it's from?
I don't know. I don't know the full details yet. I have a coroner's report coming.
Maybe the years and years and years of crack usage. Yeah.
So, Franz, yeah. Does that mean that he can actually use his dad's name and everything? He can actually mention his dad without having to have papers signed now?
Yeah, well, that was part of the problem.
Who's going to sue now?
Yeah, exactly. When we did Dream Seller, the book, actually a lot of the people, I mean, a lot of the fans of the book said it just seemed like there was something missing. Actually, there was. There was several chapters about Brandon's father which had to be omitted.
Which is fucking fabulous. By the way, which is, I'm kind of bummed out that it had to get taken out, but now we can get it back.
Well, there's a sequel.
Do a reissue. Dead. Well, do a reissue.
No. We are actually, and you know what? Maybe this is the time to announce it. We are writing a sequel book to Dream Seller. And it's not going to come out anytime soon, so I don't want to hear, Franz, when's it coming out? When's it coming out? Not for a long fucking time, but thank you for asking.
You know what?
I do appreciate it.
I was actually like, too concerned with thinking that Novak was dead that I never even asked Novak what he thought about. Like, is he bent out of shape or does he not care?
He's not bent out of shape. I mean, dude, his father has been dead to him for periods of his life. I mean, you know, I'm sure that deep down inside there's a part of him that's, you know, that's in, you know, that feels a little bit remorseful and, you know, wishes that he had it over and wishes that things could have possibly been different. But all in all, I don't think at this point it really matters all that much. Just because, you know, there have been long periods of time where his father was dead to him anyway.
Dude, the last moment, the last time Novak saw his dad before he died was, open up the door, you fat motherfucker. Who is it? It's your son, Novak. Now open up. And then he's like, look, I can't deal with this right now. Let's just go to the bar and let me buy you like a lemon drop. He's like, he goes, let's just go to the bar.
Fine, you're buying then, you fat motherfucker.
And I guess they had it. Well,
his dad wasn't that good a condition. I remember when we did, when we were doing research for the screenplay with James Cox and Mausner, we actually went and pulled up like a block away. There's like a clearing in the trees where you can see his dad's house. And his dad just happened to be walking out. And I was like, dude, your dad is haggard, man. He's falling apart at the seams. Like, he was trying to water his flowers or something like that, and he was just, like, barely holding it together. And it turned out he had just OD'd. We found out he had just OD'd on pills and Robitussin, which is like a, you know, that's what you did in the 70s when you couldn't get good drugs, man. You down a bottle of Robitussin and take some pills out of someone's medicine cabinet. But just goes to show you how, you know, how I mean, I guess he sensed he was at the end. He was just going for it, man.
I was actually driving Novak home, and we were in Baltimore, and we were like in the worst part of town. And then all of a sudden he's like,
see that fat motherfucker over there in the wheelchair? I'm like, yeah? He's like, well, that's my dad. I'm like, man. Whoa.
He's in a wheelchair?
Well, he was at the time. I don't know.
God. Now, how do you do that amount of drugs and alcohol and lead that kind of lifestyle? And, I mean, his dad was, you know, I think he was in his early, he had to be in his early 70s. It was, well, all right, no. Mid, I'm sorry, I'm doing the math. His early 60s, my apologies. So how do you live? I mean, he looked like he was in his 80s.
I don't know how he made it that long.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. How does your body manage to hang on to dear life?
Like, man, I stayed over their house when I was like 14 or 15, and like, it was insane. Like, his dad was just so annihilated with like, and what did he say to me? He was just like, I don't remember. Fucking.
Well, the human body is resilient. I mean, to be able to, when you look at how much drug, I mean, he probably snorted his body weight in cocaine. Yeah, his whole life.
Dude, he would just barge in at like 3 a.m. with all these like strippers and bikers and just have a party. Like, Novak was, he was like 14. He had to go to school in the morning, and like his dad totally didn't care.
That was irrelevant.
Yeah. He's like, I don't give a fuck if he has to go to school. And like, his wife would be there. She's like, what the fuck are you doing with all these bikers and strippers? What? Fuck you and go to bed. I don't need this. Like, that's the type of dude that he was. Wow. And I saw it for one night, and it was like, I was like scared to sleep over.
Man, that single night reoccurred every night of Brandon's life, apparently. You know, and you wonder, and you know, not that I think that's a good excuse to be a drug addict. I mean, you know, you look at someone's behavior. Is it nature or nurture? Is it something inherited? Is it in your genetic code, or is it a behavior that you've learned from those around you and those who influence you? I still don't have sympathy that Brandon's a drug addict. I don't.
Hey, I'm a Novak. Can't stop Novaking around.
that sums it up as well. Let's listen to this fucking song. I'm bringing.
Let's
the show
do it,
down.
Man. Plasmatics, right. Fucking hell.
Lunacy.
Yeah, big time.
I hear they're making a movie about Wendy O and that girl.
Yeah.
Jaden. Some, I don't know, some girl from like the hills or some shit.
Now, Chad, you're a big Wendy O fan. Did you ever see the porn she's in with the ping pong balls?
Yeah, terrible quality.
Did you jerk off to it?
No.
That did you ever J the O to it?
That makes one of us.
Yeah. Did you ever J the O to it?
Yeah, I freeze framed every filthy frame of that.
That's when I knew you were fucked up.
It took you that long?
Well, it was early on into meeting you. You told me earlier that you were jerking off to this girl who shot ping pong balls out her crotch.
And when did you find out it was Wendy O. Williams?
Right after you told me that. I mean, same deal. I liked her for her music. You liked her for her ping pong ball pussy.
I appreciate her music. Come
you
on.
Like her for the wrong reasons.
I know. What, Chad, I don't appreciate for her mind or for her mind.
Yeah, she was really smart, man. Either way, this is the Plasmatics. This is the Plasmatics. Lunacy, Wendy O. Williams. She's dead. She's great. Rock and roll.
Big time.
Oh, my. we're going hot right now. Stop.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
Howdy-ho.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
Faction.
Oh, yeah. That was the Plasmatics. And that's basically the female version of Gigi Allen. And speaking of Gigi Allen, Chad actually got a text message from his mom that said, I saw when you went to Gigi's grave and pissed all over it, and that is...
I have the text message.
Yeah, and dude, ridiculous. That happened fucking 6 years ago. Like, he's getting yelled at from something that happened
maybe
6 years
ago.
Yeah,
I think it was like 8 years ago, basically. Yes.
Yeah, it could have been eight.
People don't like it when you piss on their dead sons, apparently.
No, it was my mother.
No, it's his mom.
My mother saw the clip of me doing that 8 years ago.
Your mother. Like, she probably thinks it happened the other day, and he's like, what? You yelled at... It was 8 fucking years ago.
Did she say for you to take it down before people would see
it? Take it down before people see it.
She wrote this
way late.
She wrote this. She wrote this to my girl. What is going on with both of you? I am not happy with the video of Chad drinking an entire bottle of Jack Daniels
8 years ago
and pissing on a grave.
Wasn't it Jim Beam?
Mm-hmm. It was Jim Beam.
Wait, who is both of you? Who's the other person?
She's talking to me and Gina. And
what did Gina have to do with it? She wasn't even there.
No, but she thinks that it was
she's
the other
telling,
guy.
She's telling on me.
She probably thought she filmed it.
I can't believe she doesn't know. Like, if you watch it, like, well, you don't age, actually, so.
I know. You look the same since 97.
Yeah, here we go.
Well, this is what she saw on YouTube.
So
about an hour goes by in the car ride home, and he is just sauced, like, so goddamn loaded.
Nobody knows fucking Gigi Allen. I'll kill him.
It was so fucking funny what was coming out of his mouth.
You didn't pay attention. In 93, when Gigi was doing his last tour, you didn't show up. And when you want to show up for a tour, you fucked up in 93. You fucking poison cocksuckers.
Poison
So she's not happy about it. She's totally not proud of me anyway. She says,
did you tell her how
she's
late
totally
she is?
She's totally not proud of you.
No,
it's
not anymore.
Just mad. She's just totally not proud.
She wrote two texts here. If he saw his father doing this, he would be so embarrassed. Of course, this is on the internet. My only contact with my own son.
guilt trip.
If he saw me do this, I can't imagine my mom pissing on Gigi's grave. If he saw me do this, I could not even imagine the impact it would have. He is too old for this behavior.
It was too long ago.
I can't get that picture out of my mind. It's very upsetting and embarrassing. And then she says... She wants it removed from the internet. Please let Chad know his mom watches all video, pictures, interviews. I would like to
His mom? She's referring to herself in the third person now.
Yeah. I would like to feel proud of him as I would my nieces. They would not be happy either. Glad he is making money and nothing else. Please get that video off the internet. Before anyone else sees it.
Anyone else sees it. She happened to be the first one.
8 years ago.
She's the first one to stumble across it.
Man,
so
dude.
Chad, here's my... That was awesome, but here's my big question.
Yeah.
Back in... Okay, what was the story? Because a lot of people always ask this. You're talking about you fucked up in 93 and stuff like that. In the video, to what event are you referring?
I was talking about myself.
No, I know, but what happened in 93 that you were angry
about? He was supposed to go to the Gigi Allen show in New York, but I don't know. Why didn't you go?
Dante fucked me over, man.
How?
He didn't pick me up.
So
did he go without you?
He probably chickened out.
It was your
I
last
was
chance.
Dying to go, dude.
Your last chance to see Gigi. That's why he fucked. Now, when you call him Poison Cocksucker, were you referring to Poison, the heavy metal hair band, or...
I don't know. I was fucking wasted.
When you're blacked out drunk, that's just what comes out of your mouth.
Okay.
Yo, Poison Cocksucker.
This is here's a message from my mom that... check her out. This
recently?
Is what she's like. No, this is from 96.
Okay.
Check her out.
You still have it.
Here,
you
check out my
iPod.
Dad, thank you for the joint you left here.
box. So I'm sitting here high because I had to smoke it to find out what it was. So thanks. Your mother's sitting here stoned. I hope you're happy.
Wow. I hope she's happy. She's the one who just fucking smoked the pot.
That's great.
Who the fuck smokes something to find out what it is?
I gotta make sure this shit's real.
So that's what I got.
That's great, man. That dude, that was epic. Who has a recording like that of their mom?
I record everything, man.
That's great,
including
man.
The new CKY album, Carver City, out on Roadrunner Records Worldwide May 19th.
Big time.
All right.
Yeah, uh-huh. Man.
Yeah, poison cocksucker.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you.
I mean, you smoke it to find out what it is, bro.
What's this? Huh? May as well smoke it to find out. Is that dog shit on the ground? Let me taste it.
Let me smoke it.
Yeah, it was dog shit. Good thing I didn't step in it.
It's Labrador.
It wasn't even my joint.
It wasn't?
No, I don't put joints in matchstick boxes at my mom's house.
Wait, wait, that's even better. She found something in a matchstick box and then smoked it. It's not even part of her cigarette deal. It's so weird.
Me and Chad we took the train to New York, and we were in the Trenton train station, and the train was an hour late, so we were sitting outside, and this like million-ass bum in like some poncho with like shit on it. He comes up, he's like, "Hey man, I'm doing real bad right now, and like all I need is like if I could just bum a smoke." And then Chad's just like, "Oh, well that's gonna help." And then I give it to him. What does he do? "Thanks, man." He puts out his hand.
Yeah.
What do I do? I'm just like, and before I could even notice, I'm shaking his hand. It's like minging and covered in like soot.
It's caked in shit.
It's sticky.
Basically.
You shook hands with his toilet paper.
This dude was dirty, man.
Eat with the right, wipe with the left.
See, now here's what's common going.
Dude, he was competitive with the Highland shit bum.
What's the Highland shit bum?
on Highland and Sunset, if you go to Los Angeles, there's always this Mexican bum covered in shit. Yeah. And he has these yellow eyes because he has Hep C, but he just lays on the sidewalk all in the hot sun.
You know why?
Just like all fucked up.
You know why they cover themselves in shit? Do you know why they do that?
Yeah, so people leave them alone.
Yeah, so people don't fuck with them. Yeah, that's right. Like, it's logical.
Picture having that kind of mentality. Like, maybe if I just cover myself in shit, then people will leave me alone. I mean, I could basically do whatever, and the police don't even want to lock me up and put them in their police car because I'm covered in shit. They don't want to deal with that.
What's funny to me is the first bum you talked about said, "Yeah, like all I need is a cigarette." Like, that's going to improve the state of your life?
Yeah.
Chad's like, "So that's going to help?"
Yeah, man,
I'm doing real bad right now.
There was, dude, when I went to Temple University, there was this guy, Texaco Tony. He'd stand out at the Texaco. And like, have you ever heard the expression "beggars can't be choosers"?
Yeah.
Oh, this guy chose. Man, he'd come up and like, "Yeah, now I haven't eaten in 3 weeks, right? Now here's the thing. Over there at the place called McDonald's, Scottish restaurant, they have what?
Scottish restaurant.
Scottish restaurant called McDonald's.
Fucking when? Now,
I'm going to be completely honest because you're my boy. It's called, it's a special sandwich. It's called the Big Mac. Now, it's $2.19 after like he had the whole thing. He had this whole. It's like, dude, just ask me for $3, dude. Like, you gotta. Oh god, dude. You know that's the one thing about homeless dudes. When they want to ask you for money, they want to indoctrinate you into their lifestyle. They want to shake your. "Yo, man, what's up? What's up?" They put out their hand for you to shake. Like, I don't want to be your friend, man. I'll give you some money if I think you really need it. But like, I don't really need friends.
Dude, every time in Westchester, they always say, "Hey, man, can I get like $3 because I need to go to 69th Street? And they always say that. And then I see them the next day, and then they say the same thing. I'm like, "You don't remember me, do you?" And they're like, "No, I'm trying to get the 69th. You said that yesterday, and I did give you the $3, and you're still fucking here.
Why aren't you there? Yeah, well, dude, the one Westchester bum followed me into the bank. He's like, "Oh, man, where you going? You going to the bank?" I'm like, "Yeah."
Yeah, none of your business.
So he follows me and he stands in line with me. He's like, "Now, you got, like, money, right? Like, I don't got no money, so, like, you know what I mean?" Like, and
sounds like that girl.
Right, okay. I'm like, "What do you want?" And he goes, "I want $5. I'm like, "For what? What are you going to do for me?" And he's like, "Would you offer me a job?" I'm like, "I'll tell you what. I don't have a job for you, but I do want you to earn the money. If you give me 50 push-ups, I will give you $5.
That's reasonable.
Yeah, he did 25. I gave him 250.
That's reasonable. Was he happy with that?
He was happy with that. Yeah, he was cool.
Why didn't you say, let me chill for a minute and I'll do the next 25?
No, he was happy. I think that was as much work as he was willing to do in a day. He went on to an easier target. But I've never had someone so brazen as to follow me into the bank.
Get a dime a push.
What about that drunk Irish kid that comes out the bar? Yo, man, you got a dollar so I get some beer? Nah, man, I actually don't have a dollar. Oh, man. Well, do you have, like, keys to a car so I can go drive to go get some beer? Nah, man, I don't have keys to a car either. Oh, no.
He just puts his
hands in his head and he's, like, starting to cry over it. Like, picture being that muffed up that you're just like, oh, you don't have a dollar? Well, do you have keys to a car so I could, like, drive to go get some beer? Like, nah, I don't have that either, man. Oh, no.
Like, what is wrong?
Life is just crashing down on him at that moment.
Like, he needs beer. He had beer money. He just didn't have a ride to get the beer. Like,
and he's at a bar.
Yeah, coming out of
a bar. Yeah. No, I never even thought about that part.
What the fuck?
Go order a beer, fuckhead.
Remember that asshole at the Note last night?
Oh, dude.
Me, Chad, and Franz are like, in the biggest, like, meeting, talking about, like,
it was a heart-to-heart.
Yeah. And this guy just comes up wasted, and he just gets super close and just stares at all of us, like, not
staring.
Knowing what to say.
Staring.
I was so uncomfortable that I was like, fuck this, you deal with it, Franz. And I just walked somewhere else.
Well, here's how I tried to deal
with it. What did he want?
I tried to dissuade him from speaking with me in Czech, because then you...
Or pick him up.
You ran away, yeah. Yeah, so he's like, it's obvious you guys aren't in, like, a Swedish metal band, because, like, Swedish, who knows what kind of accent they have. I'm like, what is this dude's deal? Like, does he really want... Is he that lonely?
I actually just looked at him. I said, fuck this shit. I'm not dealing with it.
Yeah.
You showed him a picture of your dick, and like within 30 seconds.
He's like, so what do you do? And Franz's like, I suck dick. He's like, no, man, come on, really? He's like, really? I suck dick. Thing, just leave me the fuck alone. Like, get away.
And he was just making jokes. I said, oh, sucking dick. Oh, that's fucked up, man. Yeah. Sucking other things worse. So anyway, like, Swedish metal bands, like, you know, because I have, like, a thing on YouTube, and I got, like, 7 million views so far. And Chad, actually, I don't know how you got an intelligent conversation. What were you talking about? You talked to him for a while. You
really
seemed to be enjoying it. Do you remember? Or were you just so drunk you don't know what was going on?
I was pretty drunk. They're all the same. I've been partying hard for 16 days straight right now. So.
16 days?
Okay. Hey, man.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes sometimes.
That's the way to be?
Are you
Tony P is the way to be.
Yes, he is.
Why
it's written on the Exton Bridge.
16 days, or can't you talk about it?
No, I was out. I went out to California and then New York and got stuck in Denver. And
okay.
You
had a Denver
biscuit. Just finished the fucking record, like, so it's my first fucking 2 weeks off, and I just wanted to forget the last 2 years for a second, you know?
So it's a lifestyle thing, not a depression thing.
No, gotcha. Not depressed at all. I'm just preparing to fucking kick it ass with fucking CKY this year.
It took
year.
You 2 years good. To make that?
Mm-hmm. Make fucking, yeah, man, probably longer. We fucking had to beat each other up to make this fucking shit.
That's why it's so good.
I don't know if that's why, but it is fucking good.
Well, it might be why. You know, a lot of passion comes through the music. I mean, they say that if you feel no passion, how can you make passionate music? I don't know.
Accidental love.
It was good. I was listening to it again last
yeah.
night.
Wait, how were you listening to it last night?
We have a copy here.
Yeah.
Okay. Because yeah. you always end up with shit before it comes out.
No, dude.
You missed out.
This. Yeah.
No, not this.
I was, like, dancing last night, I think.
I was dancing, too, and I never danced.
Yeah. That was awesome.
I missed the dancing. When were you dancing?
I was raging, dude, yeah. in the kitchen.
I was like, I had like the boombox
when
my
Greta
hair,
came
like,
in.
Oh yeah, yeah, I remember.
Like
that.
I was.
Chad, how long did you break dance back in the day? And don't say you never really did, because I've seen your moves. You're good.
Hey. I used to break dance and then stopped doing that to skateboard and then stopped skateboarding playing the guitar. But I was pretty good at breaking. I used to win awards, man, Purple Haze awards, and you know
really?
That. Yeah, I was a fucking.
You were like 10. 12?
Tell me
it was the
80s. You can do the windmill.
Yeah, I could do that. I was more like a pop lock kind of guy.
Oh, watching Beat Street?
Yeah, King of the Beat.
Did you ever see Rappin', the movie? Rappin' Robin the Hood, Mario Van Peebles?
No.
You've seen Breakin' and Breakin' 2, of course.
Yeah, yeah. We used to get up and break dance in front of the theater when the credits would roll, like the whole fucking audience. It was fucking ridiculous, man. I was like 11, I think, right?
Have you seen Berry Gordy's The Last Dragon?
That.
There wasn't necessarily a breakdancing movie.
Isn't that a
movie,
Bruce Lee movie?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, Bruce Leroy. Yeah, yeah. He fights Shonoff. I love that.
Shonoff.
Bruce Leroy.
Yeah, that was the big hit song of that was To the Beat of the Rhythm of the Night by El DeBarge.
I thought it was like, You Are the Last Dragon.
That too. It was a whole Berry Gordy soundtrack. I got it on vinyl.
Remember when Shit Goose was breakdancing?
During Ming Hags?
Oh, yeah. I don't remember that.
You were naked and you were laying on the ground and then we were putting a so we could run it over, but you were laying there and then Rake's girlfriend actually just goes, wait a minute, are you really gonna like run him over and like kill him? Like what? You're gonna like, he's gonna die for this movie? I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. She was like, what's going on here? We're like, well, we're gonna run over Ryan G in the scene of the movie.
Yeah.
So,
well, we're gonna run him over.
You're really gonna run him over?
Like, no, like we're filming a movie. Like, he's gonna die for the movie.
I think I was like, shut up, bitch. Fuck you. Like,
no, you were saying that to your girlfriend,
yeah,
Kim.
You told Kim you were gonna rape her asshole.
Yeah, I think that Rake's,
and then you started ranting and raving about how much Calgary sucks. The hockey team. I don't know.
Oh, because of Deco.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Deco around in a while. You guys seen him around?
No. I don't know what
he's
doing.
I think people want to know where he went.
Beats me.
We don't know.
Where's Deco? I don't know. Yeah.
Really? To the fans, we don't know.
Yeah, I'm really not sure.
I don't know what happened. He just disappeared.
Last time I heard like from Deco is when you dropped off the stuff for Ming Hags.
Yeah.
Has Deco seen Ming Hags?
Dude, I don't know. I haven't talked to him since.
Since Ming Hags.
I don't think he's seen Ming Hags.
Well, really Ming Hanks.
Min Hanks.
Did he go to the small premiere in Westchester? Well, he was there for that.
Yeah, he was there for that.
But after that.
Yeah, but that was like a...
rough edit.
Yeah, sound wasn't even mixed there. Yeah. It was just to show friends. Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Oh, you don't have to cry because you're not involved.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I think he made a cameo in that Mickey Rourke wrestling movie or something like
that. Yeah, there's some fan or someone on the message board got a still shot and he's in the crowd cheering. It looks exactly like him. It has to be.
Yeah, it is him.
Yeah, that is him. Dude, someone on the internet said I look, and I don't know whether to take, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing. They said I look like Mickey Rourke. I'm like, okay, Mickey Rourke now or the Mickey Rourke of 9.5 weeks, dude?
I would say 9.5 weeks.
You look like The Rock.
The Rock?
Yeah.
I look like The Rock.
Dwayne,
Dwayne Harrison?
No.
No.
The wrestler
Johnson.
Guy.
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Dwayne Johnson.
When you go like this.
Oh, when I squint
the
one
eye. Eyebrow.
Squint.
So you were, you're into this Twitter thing?
What is Twitter?
What the fuck is Twitter?
I don't know. He's always talking about it, but he can't explain what it is.
It's just like updates, man. It's like another form of like MySpace, but you just gotta update what's on your mind, and bands do it, and Bam has one too.
I was at the Roxy.
Wasn't Ape talking about Twitter, and you thought that she was?
She's like, it's like, oh yeah, well, like Phil had someone Twitter me. And I'm like, what? Like, I seriously, does that sound dirty
Twitter,
or what?
Yeah. Twitter me does sound a little dirty.
Yeah, Phil had someone rage. Twitter me, and I was just like, what?
It's the new rage, you know, the blog. Yeah.
It's
update
the new
rage.
You know what else is the new rage? Walking around, babe, looking for shit to see.
Dude, unfortunately,
friends of friends of friends just show up and they walk around, bam, look for shit to steal.
Remember a few weeks ago that sex addict girl?
Yeah,
she said she was attracted to you.
Yeah, what about it?
Did you follow through with that?
I ain't saying.
Did you?
No answer means yes.
No means yes. Did you?
I was just curious. It's just on my mind. I doubt.
I left early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Chad, what did you see at the Roxy?
Don't change the subject.
I saw Tom from MySpace sitting there. He was having drinks with some good-looking girls. That's what he does these days, I suppose. The guy who created that MySpace.
You really saw
him? He's loaded.
Yeah, I saw him. He's a real person.
Didn't you also see Larry Burkhead?
Oh, yeah. I might be on TMZ. We were sitting there. The TMZ, we were at the Rainbow, which is a great place to drink and eat and smoke pot.
Dude, the last person I'd ever want to hang out with is Larry Bird.
I didn't hang out with him.
Chad tells me that he has like all these girls all over him.
He
like,
came in
just
with
because
none.
He's on fucking, you know, on the tabloids and shit.
He
like,
left with 10.
Doesn't mean he's a cool dude.
I don't know anything about him.
Larry Burkhead is the guy who fathered Anna Nicole's baby.
You can get famous for that?
He looks like a geek with an alligator t-shirt. One of those Lacoste t-shirts. He wears that.
Like an Izod?
Yeah, like an Izod shirt.
He's got her money. He looked like a fucking Twitter himself, dude. He came in and fucking had that dumb fucking cocky-ass look, and there's all these TMZ people, and there's all these girls in the fucking bar, like, screaming, "Hi, Harry," or whoever's on TMZ, and he left with fucking 10 girls, and they all followed him right into the parking garage. And
wait, what did he do with Anna Nicole's baby?
He had it. No, he made it.
He spermed her up.
Yeah.
And he got famous. So many people work so hard to get famous, and he got famous for his jizz?
It's all a matter of who you fuck.
Really?
That's what they said.
Fuck sound with famous.
I'm doing it all wrong.
He got famous out of jit. He jitted, and then he got famous.
I'm having sex with stalkers who come to my house, report me missing, and break my doorbell. This guy jizzes up some girl, and he has it made for the rest of his life.
You got reported missing, dude. By some floozy that you just met.
I am doing it all wrong. I have lived my entire life. I am 47 years old and I have fucked up everything.
Man.
What a loser.
How did you meet her?
Poor guy.
How did I meet her?
Poor guy.
I met her at a funeral.
Shut the fuck up.
Liar.
Are you serious?
You're lying.
Yeah. Who's?
Come on! Who's? Have some class, man.
Who died? Come on!
Have some class. No, actually, I met a really cool girl.
Did you fuck her?
I had a date with her last week.
Did you fuck her?
Dude, she was really cool, man. I actually like one of the girls I'm dating.
But did you fuck her?
Yes, you did.
Is this why you're not drinking anymore? You're trying to get back into shape?
Was it why?
Is this why?
No, actually,
I'll tell you why. Because Seth painted him in the skate park, and then he realized how overweight he was.
Dude, I look so bad.
Circling, like, up here, right here.
That's why.
You know what happened? I wasn't in that bad of shape until I busted my hand, and I couldn't get any exercise because like, I was really into lifting weights. And I just let myself go. I'm like, fuck it. I'm just gonna let myself go for a couple weeks.
You
like,
fucking can't get on the fucking treadmill.
Where am I going to get? I don't own a treadmill. I'm not going to join a gym to walk a treadmill when I just need to take a 2-week break from working out.
G joined a gym. He just doesn't go to it.
No, just yesterday.
He's still sporting the gill.
Just yesterday. I'm going to start.
You got to sport the gill,
I'm
dude.
I'm going to start going to it. They got a pool.
Anytime you say I'm going to start going to it means that you're probably not.
I am.
No, remember the one time he goes, I've been thinking about getting ready to start going to the gym. Yeah. That is so many.
Getting ready to start going.
That is so many steps away. I've been thinking
about starting
to get ready to go to the gym. That has nothing to do with working out.
It's like I'm contemplating it.
Kim just signed up yesterday, so...
Was it Kim's idea to... Was that her ploy to get you to the gym?
No, it's all right. I don't know.
Hey, G, guess what I did? I joined a gym, and guess what? It's buy one, get one free.
Yeah,
when was the last time you 69'd?
A long time ago, man. I haven't done that in ages.
Which way do you fuck?
Laying down, buddy.
You just lay down and say go, probably.
She gets off the best.
Well, no, just
really?
Go.
Yeah, girls get off on top of the best.
Just get on top, babe. Go.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah.
Let me think. Well, I went to New York.
I like these, though.
Why are there frogs?
It's whales. It's G getting laid.
I'd say 4 days ago.
Come on, babe. Put some fucking effort into it.
Yeah, she wasn't too pleased with me last night because I had like 20 people come over. No, you showing. You're like, I'm getting a keg. I'm just like, I don't know, dude. That's kind of a lot. Like, I don't know if we need a whole keg. Maybe
I was
like,
kidding, though.
No, you weren't. Yeah.
No, you were ready to go get
No. We're going to a keg party.
You're getting ready to go to think
to
about.
Keg
sorry.
Party.
That's what I was just in a car, and they're like, we're going to a keg party. And I was like, we're going to a keg party. We're going to bring it back. But that wasn't going to happen. I was just shit.
Gee, when was the last time you couldn't get it up?
Missy was texting me like all last night. Don't bring a keg. No, I'm like, no, it's a joke.
Yeah. No.
Gee, did you ever get so drunk you couldn't get it up? You can tell us.
Yeah, sure.
I don't remember.
Recently?
I never tried to fuck when I... Yeah, oh, yeah, I did.
Tell me about the last time you humped.
Yeah, tell us all.
Last week.
Yeah, but tell me about it. Where were you? What happened?
How did you get into the mood?
What time of day?
It was Kimmy's birthday, wasn't it?
Let's do it, babe.
What time of day?
Seriously, what set you off? What got you horny?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. I want to know what made you think about getting in the mood to get ready to have sex.
I mean, did you see her bend over to pick up a can of peas? No.
Oh, she walks around naked sometimes,
she
dude.
She does.
Yeah.
And then you just want to do it?
Yeah.
So then you just lay down and say go?
Yeah, let's do this. Come on.
Let's do this.
We skipped the foreplay and shit.
Really?
Just get the, yeah.
She I bet she loves that.
Dude, whenever you just go right to sex without even doing foreplay, like, girls are totally not into that, dude.
I'm kidding.
No, you're not kidding.
Butter him up.
You thought you were cool for a second.
You're not kidding.
Butter him up.
When Shipper, when his girlfriend started to get overweight, his ex-girlfriend, he didn't want to hump her anymore, and she would always just be like, want to get in the tub? And that's what it meant. He's like, no, I just got in the shower, like, this morning. Like, no, I'm good. Well, can you do it? No, I'm still kind of bent out of shape about that DUI I got, like, 90 days ago. Like he's just trying to come up with any excuse possible to not fuck her.
He would use his bills as any, because he wanted to break up with her. Because, you know, I mean, it happens in relationships. People go their separate ways. So she wasn't doing it for him anymore. So he would use his bills as an excuse to not make love with his girlfriend with whom he was living. So it'd be like, hey, like, I'm really in the mood. Like, what do you want to, like, light some candles, get romantic? No, babe, like, we got that phone bill last week. I'm pretty bummed out about it. Phil told me, in fact, that his record for not making love to her over a bill was over 6 weeks. He claimed that he was bummed out about a bill that he got in two months ago's billing cycle.
I mean, at that point, do you just become rude and just say, like, hey, I'm not attracted to you because you gained 30 to 40 pounds, and I might be shallow, but I don't get a hard on when I look at you anymore?
Well, I...
Like, should you say that, or should you just dodge it and say, like, oh, I'm still bummed out about that bill? Like...
Well, there's two schools of thought.
Well, what do you think? Should you call her out on it and say, lose the fucking weight because I'm shallow?
Is this Shipper's
girlfriend?
Yeah. There comes a point when you need... You hope that they would recognize it on their own. You know? Like, for example, I had one girl I was seeing, and she would, like, come over but dude, I think it's rude to
gain all this weight. Like, if you start dating somebody and then they gain all this weight, like, well, then if you're not going to lose it, then I'm going to go hump somebody else. I'd know. I've seen me do it.
Well, you got to feel that you got to keep your own end up, dude.
Yeah.
Have you done that?
What?
With the ex?
Big time.
Have you seen her recently?
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chad, play me a rock song.
This thing's dying. You gotta see.
Don't bring G to any nice fancy dinner parties.
Why not?
Always say the wrong thing, dude.
What'd I say?
Nothing.
Fancy dinner party.
He still doesn't even know.
Wait, what?
Well, I don't know.
She just looks a lot different. What can I say?
Nothing.
A lot different.
Just face it, she got fat.
Man, if you're not going to lose that weight, then I'm just going to hump somebody else. I'd know. I've seen
you do it.
All right, so you want to hear a song?
Yeah. What are you going to play?
The first thing I see is a Blondie song. So we'll do that.
I'm in the Blondie.
Cool. Here it is.
All right.
Radio Bam, Series 28.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the phone booth. It's the one across the hall. Go to work or just go to the store. All those things she said.
it look like I give a fuck?
Holy Lord, I got a boner.
Strap yourselves in and lace up those shoes because you're listening to Radio Banner.
Turn it up.
Faction.
Oh, no.
Hey, Chad, what happened to... Why did Debbie Harry go off on her own outside of Blondie? Like, was it the money or did they... Did you know any of the history behind that?
No.
Why Blondie broke up?
I could only speculate. Dude, I don't even remember Blondie breaking up, actually. Did she go on her own?
Yeah, she went on her own, and then, like, they made these, like, big glamorous videos. They had all these stylists. Like, her first solo video was a travesty.
What song? What was that?
It's a song that you've never heard and you never want to hear, but I'm sure it's on YouTube, but it's just they put this humongous wig on her. They tried to style her up. I think it was a financial thing. I think they convinced her she could make more money on her own or something like that. But she just went to pot. And then if you've seen Videodrome,
she went to pot.
Where it starts.
You can see her boobs in the movie Videodrome. If you've seen
That's a crazy movie. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got the Wendy Williams ping pong porn on my one television, and we have Videodrome on my other. So we're gonna wrap the show up here.
Might you announce?
Yeah,
we're
5 minutes over.
Announce your main hag store.
Announce it.
Yes. Okay. And one more time, everybody. Tell a friend. Monster Energy Drink, in association with Mixers Bar Maine, presents Bam Margera's Ming Hag's Dream Cellar Tour League 2. Okay,
it's
this
leg
April.
Two. Prove it.
Leg 2.
That's what you call it.
Dreams, really? I thought it was like 20,000 leagues under the sea.
No, it's the second leg.
You know the league is 6 feet? Anyway.
It's true.
No, that's a fathom, actually.
Tell everybody.
Okay, so April 8th to the 12th, we're going to be in Maine and Rhode Island. Okay, Mixers, Power Sports. Boathouse. We're going to be making a lot of surprise stops. We're going to be hanging with some crazy motorcycle guys.
Prove it.
Okay, you're going to get to meet and have autographs signed by Bam Margera, Brandon Novak, Ryan G, Louis of the Moxie, Jocasso, Joe Chiodo.
Since when?
And Joe Franz, because no one cares about him.
Said that I'm going.
Oh, my God. I'm ripping this up, you son of a bitch. Anyway, hey, we're going to have a great time. We're going to party together, and we will be filming.
Says who?
Put your game cap on, would you?
And photos, look your best.
Jesus. Thanks again, Monster Energy Drink. We love you.
Prove it. Prove it. All right, dudes, later. Time to go.
Here's 28 Faction, Radio Bam.
Radio Bam.
That's Radio Bam for this week.
We're done.
Tune in next week for more.
Everybody. You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
Faction.